Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is The Spits. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Spits and a track called PCT, which is off a self-titled album called The Spits Volume 2, which is a sort of re-release best of one of their... I think it was, in fact, just their second album. I think the first two were called The Spits and then The Spits, self-titled Volumes 1 and 2. Come by Slovenly Records, and thanks to everyone down there for sending us stuff. We are playing something else from Slovenly later on in the show. What is The Spits' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheSpitsUK.
No, The Spits!
Oh, I thought it was something clever. For some reason in my head.
Facebook.com/TheSpits. Probably being Internet 1, Tony Nil. I've got some additional material for you here. Right now, and it's sort of come the right way for once.
Okay.
In that, I do like it when you send me your jokes to Comedy Suburbs. And just send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, type your email, Comedy Suburbs. This is coming from John. He says, three vampire bats were hanging upside down having a chat in the cellar. The first one, whose mouth and nose were covered in blood, says, "Hey lads, great night." He points at a castle about a mile to the east. "See that castle? I went there last night and there were four humans asleep in a room. I bit them all. Had a really good feed." "Mmm, pretty good," says the second vampire, whose whole head was covered in blood. He points at a castle about 2 miles to the south. "See that castle? I went there last night and there were 20 humans asleep in a room. Bit them all. Had such a good feed. I feel bloated." They both looked at the third vampire bat, whose whole body was covered in blood, so much it was dripping on the floor. "What about you?" they said in unison. He points at a castle to the north. "You see that castle?" he said. "Yes," they both said together, keen to find out what must have been a massive feast that he had. He said, "Well, I didn't."
Nice.
Like it very much. More additional material later on in the show. Actually, I will tell you a bit now. The next track we're going to play is by a band called Vinnie and the Stars, right? And I've got their album here. It's called Punkological Business. Now, when it came through via Manila PR, I'm thinking, Punkological Business, this is going to be great. And then I listened to the first track, and it was a bit like Goldie Looking Chain. And then we played a couple of tracks of it that are more the sort of thing we play. The track we're about to play is nothing like what we play at all, but it's really funny, right? And it's a really good song, and I really, really wanted to play it. And it's their latest single. It's called "I'm Not From America, I'm From Hull," right? But what I want to read you is this, because we've had this information through today.
Okay.
Vinny, from Vinny and the Stars, is offering fans the chance to have their own Skype performance direct to their PC. He's offering a personal solo acoustic performance of any Vinny and the Stars songs on any Monday or Tuesday in June. His Skype name is Vinny Whitehead, VinnieWhiteHead, Vinny Whitehead. Or you can contact to book via his website, VinnieAndTheStars.com, and it's all free. So if you'd like a free exclusive performance to your laptop by the following artist, then you get the chance to. I have kind of given away the website there, Tony. Were you paying attention?
No.
What is... So, oh, no. I've done it in the wrong order. Right.
It doesn't matter, does it?
We've just swapped around the track listing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do this now. Haha, sorry about that. Right, that's all right. What is Vinny and the Stars website?
VinnyandTheStars.com.
It is. Tony one, probably the internet one. We've made a right mess of this. I'm not from America, I'm from Hull.
I'm not from America, no, I'm from Hull. I'm not from America, no, I'm from Hull. There's lots of different accents in this country. We've got Scouts and down south, Welsh and Geordie. And all around the world, the English language has a load of flavours like a verbal sandwich. So listen to the regions, there's diversity. But every now and then there's a similarity. Well, I'm from Hull, I've been criticised for rapping like a yank, but it's all just lies. I'm not from America, no, I'm from Hull. It's the way that I rhyme with this accent of mine. I'm not from America, no, I'm from Hull. In amber and black, no stars and stripes. I'm not from America, no, I'm from Hull. I'm not pulling a trick on second mic. I'm not from America, no, I'm from Hull. Let's set the record straight, it's not up for debate. Papers, I've got it all wrong about my rapping style and where I come from. Well, I know I wasn't born where hip-hop began, but the way that they rap has got a similar twang. When words are pronounced in the flow of the rhyme, they're getting all mixed up about this accent of mine. They don't understand, they fail to see. I'm not a copycat, no, I'm just being me. I'm not from America, no, I'm from Hull. It's the way that I rhyme with this accent of mine. I'm not from America, no, I'm from Hull. In black, no stars and stripes. I'm not from America, no, I'm from Hull. I'm not pulling a trick or taking mick. I'm not from America, no, I'm from Hull. So let's set the record straight, it's not up for debate.
This is the Hull Hop sound, my ear.
Can't shut the mic, cause that's my prime.
That's my prime, yeah, that's my prime.
Gonna get what's mine.
Gonna get what's mine.
Import, export, I'm sending the goods from here in Hull all the way to Hollywood. Deliver my lines without hesitation. Hull rap needs is perfect presentation. You don't know the Hull tone, don't ask me. Take your words back and learn your geography. I'm a different type of class, like Dean Wind. I scored the winning goal at Wembley.
I'm not from America, no, I'm from Hull.
It's the way that I rhyme with this accent of mine.
I'm not from America, no, I'm from Hull.
In amber and black, no stars and stripes.
I'm not from America, no, I'm from Hull.
I'm not pulling a trick, I'll take it, Mick.
I'm not from America, no, I'm from Hull.
Setting the record straight, it's not a debate.
I'm not from America, no, I'm from Hull.
It's not the way I rhyme, it's my accent.
I'm not from America, no, I'm from Hull.
In amber and black, no stars and stripes, or blue or red. I'm not pulling a trick, honest. I've set the record straight and I'm done.
That's it. You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Vinny and the Stars, and frankly, something you don't normally hear on this show, but I hope you enjoyed it anyway. And it don't really matter, because the one we've got coming next will fit in just fine next anyway, although it would have fit in better if I'd done it when I was supposed to, as I will explain when we get to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Nah, not really. Listen, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do, kind of a couple, yes.
Right, brilliant.
Yes, if you're on Facebook, please leave us a comment. One of the easy ways to get in touch with us, and lots of people seem to be on Facebook these days. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, leave us a comment. Every comment we see with thanks, we do read them out, so that's really, do it. Two this week, both kind of not comments, but they kind of qualify. First of all, from Elwood Bredel, who's posted a link, free download, and I think it's to the Psycho Motel, which we featured a couple of episodes ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So if you do want to check that out, do visit our Facebook page and click on the link. It's free, download some songs.
Yeah, and it's really, really good as well. And thank you very much, Elwood, for doing that.
Yeah. Next up from Timmy from Durellas. He's posted an event. They're doing a gig with. They're supporting the Boys in London on the 22nd of June at the Borderline. More details on that again on our Facebook page. So isn't it kind of a gig guide what it's
it would have fitted into this. Gig guide, although it would have come through the proper channels. I think you've done the right thing.
Yeah, so go to facebook.com/punkyradio. There's an event on there. If you fancy going to it, go to it.
And thank you very much to Timmy, who is the least likely Timmy you'll ever meet.
Really?
He should be called Johnny.
Nice.
Or something like that, yeah. He's a hot rocking Timmy.
Cool. That's it.
That's it.
Oh.
Well read.
Oh.
Right, so anyway, the reason I was going to play the song now that I was going to play before is that the John who sent us the joke in that I read it last section is John Barnett out of the Bleach Boys. Hello, you. I didn't say so at the time, he's going to be surprised when they messed it up. Because the band we're playing next is a band called RSI, who a few weeks ago when I went to see the Bleach Boys were on the same bill. And they ended up giving me two CDs, one of which features a track called Curly Whirlies that we played the other week.
Mm.
And that was the second CD, because the one he handed me in the first place was an EP, a new EP that's out, that has got a track on it that is really, really good and I really, really like. And we're going to play it now, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, what does RSI stand for?
It doesn't stand for repetitive strain injury.
Correct.
I can't remember what it stands for.
Don't matter. I had to remind myself. It stands for routine social incompetence.
Right, okay.
What is RSI's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/RSI band.
No, Facebook.com/RSI routine social incompetence.
Nice.
I'd hate to be you because you suck. That was RSI, Tony, and you're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
That's okay.
Did you do anything last week?
No. On a side issue, strange coincidence, this morning I woke up with Lesbian Sex Commander in my head.
Really?
Yeah, don't know why. Must have been dreaming about John. But anyway.
When was the last time we played that?
Show 200, I think. Because I had to
How
listen
do you
to
know
it.
That?
Because I googled it, because it was in my head, so I thought, right, I'll listen online because I haven't got a copy of it. And the only place I could find it was a Punky episode.
So we really haven't played it for over 300 shows?
Yeah, 200 shows, isn't it? It was a show 400 we did.
Oh, did we just do 400?
Yeah, I think 200 shows. So yeah,
right, so we haven't played it for 200 shows?
No.
We'll play it in the next week.
Excellent.
It's such
great
a
great song.
It's such a great song. Oh, brilliant. Well, there you go. You did something.
Yeah, had a dream.
I've been all over the shop again. Yeah. I had my gigs over the weekend in Luton, Hitch and Letchworth with Kevin Shepherd and Junior Simpson, and they all went very, very well, and thanks to those two for doing such a good job. Other things happened.
Okay.
Other things happened, but I don't really want to talk about them. Mainly involving drinking. And then on Sunday, I went up to Sutton Coldfield to do Pub Called the Station, to do a benefit for the British Heart Foundation with a really good bill. James Cook comparing, Queen McDonald on first, then me, the UK's only deaf comic, Steve Day, who's absolutely brilliant, and Gary Delaney closing, who you might have seen on Mock the Week and the such like and all that. But it was a really, really good bill, really good show, had a load of fun. It was excellent. I haven't really got a story this week.
Okay.
I'll have one next week, so I'm going to Wales.
Right.
But I'll tell you about that later on in the show. So, yeah, just sort of been doing bits and bobs, really. A bit boring against normal.
Well, these things happen, don't they?
I didn't even have a good dream, though.
I wonder what it was. It was very clear, man. I woke up and I was singing Lesbian Sex Commander.
I married a
Lesbian Sex Commando. It's great.
All right. Two songs in a row now.
Yes.
First up, from a band called The Penetrators, who, I'll be honest, I'd never heard of before I got this email through from Slovenly, another one from Slovenly Records, saying that they had re-released, sort of, some really old Penetrators tracks, an old album that was an old compilation done between, I think, 1976 and 1984, so it's another re-release, basically. Some great tracks on it, though. Really, really good. And what I want to know is, what is The Penetrators' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Penetrators?
No, MySpace.com/ Kings of Basement Rock, which happens to be the name of the album as well. Probably the Internet 3, Tony 1. Listen out for Plastron and one from The Vaults. But right now, this is Shopping Bag.
Assist.
listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Plastron, a track called Scary Circus from their album Enchanted Evening, which is from the vaults. We were sent this about 5 years ago, and at least, and I really, really like this album. It is available online via the usual outlets, Amazon and such like, or you could maybe go to their website, which is
Plastron.com.
Plastron.org. Paulie being internet for Tony One. They are out of Philadelphia, I do believe, and I'd love to know what they're up to, and I can't remember why we started talking about them again.
No.
But a few weeks ago, we started talking about them again, and yeah, and I'd just like to find out. It's just such a great album. So I thought I'd do one from the vaults this week. Hope you don't mind. Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. It's still where it was last week. There is something on Sunday, so call me surprised. We're going to do Friday to Sunday this week.
Crikey. So
this Friday, 14th of June. The Prince Albert's, Deaf Yeti, Jam Witch, Attitude, Horse Thieves, and The Feathers. It's an Enterprise Presents night.
So that's not Enterprise Studios, is it? They've changed it a bit, haven't they?
Must have done, because there's no way The Feathers are going to be Enterprise Studios night. Unless it's ironic.
It could be.
Friday evening, how much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Saturday night, The Grave Robbers, The Pocket Gods, The Milk Bar, The Love Me Tenders, and The Friskaders. It's a Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Wonder.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Loving it.
How much do you think?
£6.
It is. Finally, Sunday night, 16th of June, Shoot the Image. No more information than that. How much do you think Sunday evening?
Oh, you've got... Oh, what do I do? £5.
It is.
Oh, nice.
665.
The bloke across the road from the number of books.
That's it.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Lovely job.
Beautiful.
Anyway, after those beautiful harmonies, let's have something harsh from Italy, shall we?
Okay.
Hot Fetish Divas, my friend. Played a few tracks off their album. Do check them out. A good way to do that is via their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/hotfetishdivas.
It is. Probably the internet for Tony 2. This is Radical Chic. You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There was a slight air of resignation up there just now, wasn't there? That was a truly fantastic song. Let's find out what's been going on in the crazy world of Tony, shall we? What are you doing this week? Anything?
Nah.
Excellent. Good job I'm doing something then. I'm off to Wales, mate. Really looking forward to it. Three gigs in South Wales, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I've done all the gigs before. I'm really looking forward to doing them. Really nice. Wednesday night, I'm in Pontardawe Art Centre, just north of Swansea. Absolutely lovely gig. And I'll be staying in a place across the road called the Pink Geranium, which is unique in the world as being the only guest house in the world called the Pink Geranium.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. But sort of pub guest house. And I used to say it was twinned with a pub in Lechworth called the Black Squirrel, but it's not called the Black Squirrel anymore because the Black Squirrel was unique in the world and they thought fit to change its name to something not unique. Had a bad rep. Pink Geranium, however, great place, great pub, great guest house. Looking forward to it. Thursday night, I'll be in Narberth. I think it's called the Queen's Theatre. And again, the last time I played there, they had secretly sent the audience all the lyrics to one of my songs.
Oh, nice.
So when I said, oh, is anyone here from, anyone know about this? Yeah. I did the first bars and they joined in and it completely freaked me out. I had 250 people singing a song about a village near me, a good 200 miles away. It was really bizarre. And so I wonder what hijinks we'll get up to this time. And then on Friday night, I'm doing Blackwood Miners Welfare, which is a far more exciting gig than it sounds. Really, really brilliant show. Good old-fashioned comedy gig. Good old-fashioned alternative comedy gig. And I will be on Welsh radio on Wednesday afternoon promoting that show. BRFM, which is out of Bryn Mawr. I think it's 97.3 FM, I think. If you are in South Wales, have a listen. I'll be on between 5 and 6 on Wednesday. Right, so that's what I'm doing this week.
Cool.
And it means at the moment I've got Saturday night off. And there are some bands to go and see. I've got some things I can do on Saturday. So I imagine that I'll go to Wales for 3 days, thinking I'll be getting up to hijinks, come back, be left unsupervised on Saturday night, and all hell will break loose.
More than likely.
Which will make up for the fact that you're doing nothing.
Nothing, no.
So, I'm just going to crack on, Tone.
Okay.
It's all right. I'll tell you what, do you want to set yourself maybe an ambition? Set yourself a target.
What, get alive?
Have something to talk about. Oh, did you go to the cinema?
Oh, I did.
You see? You see?
Had a Nando's as well.
You do things. You went to the cinema and had a Nando's. Yeah. Fuck me, rock and roll, Tony.
Innit?
And I bet you did it all by yourself.
I went with my assistant from work. Because I have to buy my friends.
And did you see Iron Man 3?
I did, yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
It is good.
Do you agree with me that Ben Kingsley completely steals it?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah, but we can't tell people why, can we?
No.
No. Fantastic. All right. See, you did do something. And don't tell me, when you went to Nando's, did you have chicken?
Of course I did. Is there anything else you can have?
No. I don't like Nando's.
I think
it's dressed up nonsense. I think it's overpriced self-service KFC.
It's really overpriced and it's just, yeah, it's crap.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely rubbish. I don't understand the appeal at all. The appeal of KFC is there for all to see. I don't mind advertising them. Their chicken is delicious.
Yes.
But Nando's is just... It's just chicken and chips, isn't it?
Chicken and... Yeah, it's very expensive chicken and chips. And yeah. I had chicken breast burger and the burger... The bun itself was crap.
You should have known.
Crap.
Yeah, it's crap. So, KFC 1, Nando's 0.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I asked you about Hot Face Diva's website, didn't I? Right, yeah. So anyway, next track. This is from the Swinging Utters latest album sent through by the lovely Simon Knott from Simon Says. Thank you very much for sending these through. I'll ask you the website afterwards. In the meantime, this is Dreadlock Dread Reggae.
Run, buddy, run, run far away. Drum bombs are coming your car away. Some songs are saying, unlock the gates. Sounds so forbidden, dreadlock the reggae. Dreadlock the reggae. Dreadlock the reggae.
listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in your beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Swinging Us as a track called Dreadlock Dread Reggae, which you will notice the only thing remotely Dreadlock Dread or Reggae about it is its title and the fact they say that in the song. It's 1 minute, 7 seconds of punk rock nonsense.
Fantastic.
Yeah, love it. What is Swinging Utters' website?
SwingingUtters.com.
It is. Tony 3, probably be the internet 4, blimey. And Swinging Utters is SwingingUtters.com. Now then, have you got a twat?
No.
Right. You're getting a bit angry about this.
It's gone beyond a joke now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do email me your twats. We're confident that you must know one. I've met loads. Unfortunately, due to various legal situations, I can't disclose them. But trust me, I know them. If you do have a twat, do email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reasons for the nomination. Email me now, or try to sleep with thanks. I really need to get some anger out. So if you can email me, that'd be great. But yeah, in the meantime, I have none.
Right, I haven't got a twat for you, but it's just something quite funny happened this afternoon. My mate Nick, stand-up comic called Nick Page, phoned me up this afternoon. Right, how about this for logic?
Okay.
He said that he got offered a gig in Hersham, and he didn't know where Hersham was, but he knew that Sham 69 had done a song called Hersham Boys, so he phoned me up, because I like punk rock, to find out where Hersham was.
Right.
I said it's in southwest London. He goes, yeah, I know. While I was talking to you, I googled it. He said he's just done that in the first place.
Yeah.
Lunatic. Right, listen, so we've heard from our competition winner who won the Grand Reserve and Limousine albums, one Neil stroke Niall Murray.
Okay.
And he sent this fantastic message. He says, Goopa Goopa, I have won. I don't believe it. Never won anything in my life before, and I'm 50 years old.
Wow.
Well chuffed. Just to let you know my details, save you the trouble to contact me, as I know you have an extremely busy lifestyle. So he gave me his details, which I've left out. Then he wrote, can't wait for the music, but not so sure about the South African gas engineer. Could be the same one I know. Was his name Kevin? An out-and-out nutter. Even had bullet holes from his army days. Very strange person. Maybe they're all like that. Cheers, Neil. No, because my one was Zimbabwean. Say my one like I owned him. Neil also sent me one of the most disgustingly homophobic jokes I've ever heard in my life, and I'm refusing to read it out.
Right.
Okay. He's still on the albums. Right, so Neil, I will stick those into the post here. It might not be this week, you know what I'm like. I've never heard from the bloke who... Oh, hang on.
What?
Yeah, that is right. Sorry, I suddenly thought it was the bloke who'd won all the things that we never heard from again, but he was from Canada, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Excuse me. Right, so that's that. We'll get on with the last song, shall we? And thank you very much, Neil, for getting in touch. Neil stroke Niall. So I'm calling you Neil, you're Niall, you're Niall. Maybe you send me another email asking, explaining how I pronounce your name, Neil stroke Niall. If it's Neil, like K-N-E-E-L, if it's Niall stroke N-I-L-E, then I'll know for future reference, should you ever enter competition and win it. Why are we bothering? Right, last track this week. I have saved the most ridiculous, including Vinnie and the Stars, until last.
Okay.
Now, Tony, you know how Adam and the Ants had two drummers?
Yes.
And Adam Ant is touring again, and he's got two drummers.
Okay.
Right. And having an extra drummer on stage makes the sound just massive. It's brilliant, right?
Mm.
Imagine if you decided to form a Japanese band made up of 10 drummers.
Okay.
That'd be quite noisy, wouldn't it?
Would be a little bit, yeah.
And you get a well-known Japanese indie artist to do guest vocals on top of it, and you'd make something rather amazing, and you'd be so happy about it, you'd bring out a sort of album. It's more of an EP with extra video footage, and you called yourselves DQS, and the album was called 10 Drummers Versus Earth, and it's 4 live tracks and 1 studio one, and I've picked out the studio one. What would you think to all that?
I think I'd like to hear it.
I think you'd be right too. However, would you like to go via their website to check out more about them?
Probably.
Well, you'd have a fucking job. I can't find it.
Crap.
But the nearest thing we've got is from Dave Cerone, who was the guy who used to be with Japan Files, and he's now working for a firm called Resonance.com. Well, it's not Resonance, it's ResonanceSomething.com. Do you know what the something is?
Japan?
No, it's Resonance-MMS.com. Paulie the Instep 5, Tony 3. You can find out some information about them through there. I'm clutching at straws. Shut up, everybody, and listen to 10 Drummers. This is nuts. Rescue.
Rescue!
That's about it for these three shows. Thank you very much for listening. That was DQS, the track called Rescue. That's a band with 10 drummers in it. That's mental. The thing is, it's not going to last very long, are they? Because it's like, because if you've got 10 people in a band, their girlfriends start getting angry because they're not making any money. And they start dropping out and falling apart. Anyway, great while it lasts. Absolutely brilliant. Really, really like it. That's about it, really. I hope you get the chance, should you be in the South Wales area next week, to come and see me in either Pontardawe, Narberth or Blackwood. Tony, your job, your mission this week, if you choose to accept it, is to do something.
I shall try.
Yeah, well, you never know. You might manage it. Hey, we do want your twats. We do want your jokes. We do want your poems. We do want your gig information. And also, we want you to listen to the internet radio stations that carry this show, and they are...
They are the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudung Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and we're on Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C, worldradio.com.
Thanks to all of you guys for carrying this show. If you don't listen online, do download us via punkyradio.com, down to that there iPod, and have a listen to Punky Radio while you're walking the dog. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poo.
Budgie girl.